It's something people don't want to remember. Unfortunately, the ones that suffered through it had no way to forget. And, you know, that carried down through the generations. It's a generational memory, so to speak, that the Dakotas can't forget. And I heard one non-Indian state employee, and, you know, was feeling bad about it, I suppose. But an odd statement was, well, you know, they put the Indians all there to protect them. And they, you know, protect them from what? And they said, well, would you have rather had them scattered all over the prairie? And my reaction was, well, that's where they came from before you brought them over here. But this person just cannot accept the fact that people were so cruel. She can't bring herself to think that that was, you know, the purpose was something other than to protect the Indians. And, you know, so it's something that one side does not want to remember or not to look at. And the other side can't forget. I'll tell you a short version of a long story. And this is a personal occurrence, and it has something to do with the question you're asking. At least for me personally, it does. I met this old man, old Indian. I was way up northern Minnesota at the time. And these are his words in English, because I think he was Ojibwe. He said, grandson, wait, today I want to talk. And the way he said that was that he was going to talk and I was going to listen. And so, I mean, this was, you know, a half a day experience, but if not more. He said, you know, one day I thought I was someone special, way, way above everybody. You know, I could look at a person and say, look at that person. Look at the way he lives his life. Shouldn't do that. Or look at these women, or look at this woman, the way they treat themselves, the way they treat their bodies. That's wrong. They shouldn't be doing that. Or look at this man, the way he treats women. Shouldn't be doing that. He said, I was very special. I could see that. I could point at people and say what they were doing and know that it was wrong. And look at these people, the way they bring their children up. That's wrong. They shouldn't be doing that. And he said, I was very, very special, very important. He said, then one day I was looking and I could see all the people pointing back at me. And he said, see, look at this old man. Who does he think he is to tell us how we should be living our life? And he said, so, since that time, he said, I've been trying to live my life according to what the Creator wanted me to be. And he said, I think I'm finally that man, or at least as close as I'm going to get, and I'm going to die. And that was the end of his story. Seemed like an abrupt stop. Well, probably 30 years later, I had almost forgotten about him. That voice just came, you know, like it was alive again around me. The same story. And after all that time, I thought I had forgotten, but I had learned some things. And truly, he was only speaking of the hazards of life, warning to me, saying, be careful. Unless you have something to offer, in this case, truth, unless you have something better to offer, then you cannot judge people. If you give them something better and they refuse it, then maybe you have the right to criticize them. And this is where we're at with some people not wanting to see the truth. Do I have the right to criticize them? Probably not, because right now I have nothing better to offer them. Those memories are strong on both sides after hundreds of years. Some people want to forget or want to look at a picture and hope it changes. I have nothing to offer them because that's within them. That's their generational memory. That's something that the Creator caused to bring forward in time so that they would not forget. In the same manner that the memories of the Dakota comes generation to generation to generation so that we don't forget. The reality is that it happened. What we do with that is our own choice.